pull over.
Hello?
Hey, Isaiah, how's it going, man? This is Mandy from Local Splash, man. How's your day going?
I'm good.
Good, good, man. Just reaching out, man. Just wanted to do a quick follow-up and just see how everything's going with the onboarding team. Are they pretty, you know, pretty consistent and handling everything like they said they would?
I mean, they're all right. We got the website going up and everything. I'm waiting on the card to come through the mail. Then they said give them a call back or whatever. But the website stuff, I'm not getting no leads as of right now. But hopefully when the card's coming.
Yeah, you know, and again, the thing is the website, you know, you have to have it, you know, you want to get it attached to the Google profile so you can start, you know, tracking those leads coming in and everything. So, you know, just because the website is up, you know, you're not going to just instantly get leads. So, you know, once you get the card and they attach it to the, you know, the Google profile and everything, and, you know, you get into the dashboard, you know, you'll start seeing your traffic, you know, come up once they're able to put those, you know, keywords and everything into your profile and finish the Google build out. So, you know, it still might take a, you know, a little bit of time, but, you know, I'm glad to hear that, you know, everything.
I'm glad to hear that because, like, anybody I talk to, I always be, like, trying to make sure I'm clear and make sure everybody's on the same page. And we've really been on the same page, but, like, I'm not really mad. It's just a little sketchy. Not sketchy, but it's just a little weird to me how I got to wait for the car to come in and business is going to get rolling. But I have trust in the whole process. But.
Yeah, and I hate it that way, man, but for whatever reason, that's how Google actually verifies a company and the address. And so even when we had to do it with our company, you know, we had to wait for – you know, a letter to come in the mail, you know, the little postcard and the verification, because that's just how they actually do verification versus like, hey, can you put this in, you know, on the website? Boom, boom, boom. Here's your, you know, here's your information. So it's not us. It's just Google. And that's just how they, you know, do their verification. So hopefully they step it up and change it up, and, you know, in the next few times. But good, man, good. So, yeah, again, just wanted to reach out, see how everything's going, man. And, you know, definitely reach out to me. You got my email and my number. And,
I'm happy to hear from you. That real estate been on my mind ever since we've been talking.
Cool, man. Yeah, so how's, you know, are you doing a little bit more research about the wholesaling and everything in the area?
Yeah, I'm basically trying to ride around and see things or figure out information or who I could contact about the house. Because like you said, all I need to do is talk to them and get it back on the market.
Exactly. And, you know, and what you could probably look for too, you know, in your area, search, you know, again, search on Facebook, like, you know, in like groups or whatever, and search for wholesale groups, you know, in Pittsburgh, or, you know, search for local, you know, local real estate companies, you know, or local, you know, just do something around real estate or wholesale and check on those, you know, Facebook groups. And so you can try to join those and, you know, even get more information and see if they have meetups. Because, you know, a lot of these people have meetups like once a month, you know, where people go and pitch deals, or, you know, they go and just talk about how, you know, marketing is going and, you know, how the area is trending. So definitely just look for those Facebook groups, because that'll be a help for you, you know, to try to get started and just network with people. And even, you know, and the thing is too, you going out to those particular vendors and the things that you offer for your services too, take your cards, network with them, because even if you don't get a wholesale deal or whatever, at least they might look you up, you know, for your services, you know, for your business as well too, right? You know, so definitely look those up on Facebook, because it'll be a big help for you to get out there and, you know, just start searching and, you know, looking in those groups and, you know, just networking with folks. Is Isaiah, you still there? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
My phone went on mute. I was about to say, but I've definitely been looking into, like, investment groups, not real estate groups. Like, this, anybody, like, a group of people who want to invest in things, like, maybe if we, like I told you, we decide to buy the house, fall out, then throw it back on the market. or another people who's in the same position as me looking for a wholesale deal. This anything. This I would just feel like a group project would be better. Not better, but I'll do it myself because I did everything right in my life myself. Like, but I just know the things I'm doing now, the things I need right now in life, or the goals I want, it starts at a team, and I need a team. So that's the only reason why I'm saying, like, investment group, because I can't do anything by myself.
Oh, no. And the thing is, even though, I know, again, that you're looking for maybe a, what we call a JV, joint venture or whatever, for somebody to come in and help you out on that first deal, it still doesn't, hurt to, network with those people too, because the thing is, you might find, in those real estate groups and, local wholesale groups, you might still find a agent that's, friendly to, investors. And so yep. You could get them to take you out to, potential properties and everything. But, again, just look at also hard money, look at some of the hard money lenders like, Lima, you can look at Lima One, that's spelled L-I-M-A, and then number one, or you just type zero, O-N-E, Lima One Capital. They are a good hard money lender. You can look at Lending Home, Patch of Land. And Patch of Land is kind of cool because they actually do kind of like crowdfunding to fund your deals too. But yeah, take a look at some of them because they also will do transactional lending on wholesale deals too.
From that flick?
What was it?
Did you ever hear of a spot called Fun That Flip?
No, never heard of them before.
It's the first thing that popped up on Google when I searched up hard money lender. And I've seen them on Instagram recently.
Yeah, man, it's to be honest with you, it's countless hard money lenders out there. It just really depends on what their terms are. Your interest rate could be anywhere from 8 to 12%. It could even be up to 15%, especially if it's your first deal, because most companies are going to give you a higher interest rate because they kind of feel like, we're taking a chance, giving the money for this particular deal, but, also we want to just cover our butts on it, And so, it's just, just get the information and just see what their, lending terms are. And, and just go from there, but again, some of them are going to, require, or most of them require anywhere from 10 to 20% down, but some of them still will lend on a transactional lend, so if you get, if you contact a, customer, look for leads also. Like, it's a whole bunch of lead generation companies out here that will send you, mailers or whatever, or send you information for people that might be pre-foreclosure. Maybe they're going to divorce. Maybe it's going to probate because maybe a parent or grandparent died and it has to go to the probate to the, county or city. And another cheap way you can do it too is go down to your courthouse in Pittsburgh. Whenever you get time, if during the week, just ask them, hey, where can I find listings for pre-foreclosure or, probate listings? And they'll give them to you. Like, they give you all the information. So you find out where those people are. Boom. You can go knock on the door, have a conversation with them.
Could you say that one more time? Go downtown and do what?
Go down to the courthouse, usually go down to your local courthouse and just ask them, hey, can you provide me listings for pre-foreclosure or probate listings, houses that's going to get ready to come up in probate or be sold on the courthouse steps. And usually they'll give them to you with no issues. And so that'll, allow you to go ahead and look through the list and, target them. And again, if you have a real estate agent that you know or work with, they can, potentially tell you what the after repair value would be on the house, in that area. Like, okay, the comps in this area, the house is, selling for $400,000 or $300,000, so that it kind of give you an idea of what to look for when you go, meet with the customer. Like, okay, if they
how
say,
do I,
hey.
How do I normally get a relationship going with a real estate agent? Do they just look at me as money?
Some of them will. Some of them be like, hey, okay, you know, you're an investor, you want to invest, you know, they're going to find out what you really want to do. You know, are you looking to wholesale? You know, are you looking to, you know, fix and flip? Are you looking for new construction? So a lot of them were going to ask you those particular questions. And, you know, you just got to, you know, kind of just BS your way through it. Like, yeah, you know, I'm a new investor, but, you know, I have some private money behind me. And so, you know, me and my investors are looking for, you know, to purchase, you know, properties for either wholesale or fix and flip. And so that's how you can kind of just play it in and contact them. And you can go online and, you know, again, search Google for, you know, real estate agents near me, and you can try to, you know, find some ones at work and just reach out to them like, hey, do you know, are you really used to working with, you know, investors? And most agents will tell you yes or no, because a lot of them don't want to put the grind in to go look at multiple houses. They want to just be transactional with, you know, buyers and sellers, and then they might not want to be bothered with, you know, potential investors, you know. So yeah, a lot of them.
I like good whole. I like wholesome people, like genuine people. And like, I don't like, I know this, like, life's about money, and like, I don't like people who just look at everything as a dollar. Like, I know we got to get money, but it'd be like, there's love and there should just be certain stuff that ties to it. And I don't know, maybe sometimes I put my feelings in too much. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't involve your feelings, involve with money, but just like any business I do, I want it to be love. Like, I don't want it to just be like, I don't know. So I didn't want my real estate agent to look at me as like a pester or to only work with me to close this deal. Or,
I definitely get you, man. And then, you know, it's, you know, you want to build that long-term relationship and just not have it just be transactional, you know. And so you want somebody that's really there, you know, to really grind for you. And I would say this, look for it. Once you look for agents, because once you start Googling and you're looking at agents pop up and stuff, look for those new agents. Look for those agents that look like they just started, they got their license, or because a lot of times it'll tell you like, hey, I just started real estate in, you know, 6 months ago or 1 year. Those are the ones that you really want to target, because they're going to be hungry and they're going to take you out to all the properties.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to be – they ready, they hungry, they trying to get their foot in there, and they go time. So, you know, they're not going to be on that BS. So look for those agents, those newer agents versus those seasoned, you know, agents that, oh, you know, they sell 10 houses a month or whatever, because they're not going to really – they're not going to be the ones that you want to deal with.
Right.
Yeah, man. But I'll, you know, what I'll do is, man, I'll ask around in our, you know, in our Fortune Builders group just to see if it's any, you know, local agents in the Pittsburgh area that's in there. And, if I could find some, man, you know, I'll definitely email them over to you, you know, and help you out that way too. So I'll look by this weekend and see if I can find a few for you though.
Yeah, I appreciate it, because, man, everybody kept calling me talking about they're from the local splash company. I'm like, man, where's Manny at? I'm trying to talk to the bro. Like, everybody else. I'm like, where my man? I'm like, because I even saved the number you called me off before. I saved the other number under Manny. So every time they call me, I'm thinking the shoe. I'm like, no, this ain't that voice. I'm like, yeah. But I couldn't wait till you call. I was hoping, like, I get a hold of you again. I was even going to ask one of them, like, can I get a hold of Manny? Do y'all know who Manny is? Like, I swear.
Nah, it's all good, man. So look, what I do is, man, I'll send you a text with my number, man, and with my you know, with my direct number, and so you can have that and just touch base with me. So I'll send you a text offline so you can have it, man. And we can keep in contact and definitely look out.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, brother. So yeah, just keep me posted, man, again, and I'll look this weekend when I get some time and, you know, put a post up in the group and see if, you know, if it's some, you know, investor friendly agents in there, which again, everybody in there is an investor. So, you know, I'll ask around and see if I can find some folks for you, man, and pass it along. But I'll send you a text message in a few minutes so you can have my number too.
All right, I appreciate it.
No problem, brother. We'll catch up later, man. Have a good one.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day, bro.
All right, you too, man. All right, peace.
Thanks.